Blog Talk Radio.
Do you want to know what your readers really think? Spend 10 minutes with a reader and see the literary world through their eyes. Nikki Michelle presents 10 Minutes with a Reader, a show that takes you into the mind of a book lover. Enjoy.
Hey, y'all. I always wanted to do that. I always wanted to greet you guys with like the country southern accent. I am from Mississippi, by the way, so it should have came better than that, but I'm going to work on getting my old accent back, you guys. Welcome, reader. This is the third episode, which I call Chapter 3, and it's a show that takes you inside the mind of a bookworm. My special guest host tonight is none other than Denise Henson, and she's known to the literary world for her colorful commentary and thorough book reviews. And I am so excited that she agreed to come on my show. Listen, you know, I always brag about certain readers, and she's one of those readers who I hold in high she's going to tell you if Lord have mercy, if you miss something in the book that didn't make no sense, she's going to tell you. And she's got the reputation for not giving any book 5 stars. She gave one of my books 5 stars. So I just want to put that out there. Welcome to the show, Denise.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited with us tonight. So before we get started, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, how did you start reading? What book hooked you to becoming a reader?
Oh, my. Well, I've been reading a long time. Probably about 3. What really, really got me reading was the summer with my granny. We had a book library mobile, the little car come to the corner in the summertime, and she would walk me and my cousins down there, and we would check out a million books, and that's what I did. All summer I would read, and it just stuck with me.
And over the course of the years, as you know, reader, how has your taste in books changed? Like, from what you started reading to what you read over the years to and books and authors changed over the years?
Well, considering the fact that some books are sound the same, read the same, my taste in reading, I would say it changed as I got older. Young reading, long as the book was, you know, good to me in that young mind frame, it was cool. But now I need sustenance and depth, and now I look at format, editing, and titles, and things like that. Now, at first, I didn't care about none of that. I just wanted to read a good book.
You know, that's how it started for me. I actually started reading those Disney books. I don't know if there's an age difference between us, but I'm 37, and so I grew up in an era, I don't know if you can remember this, but there was a time when companies would send like flyers to like your houses, and you could get like 10 Disney books for 10 cents each. And my mom used to always order from that company. I don't even remember what the name of the company was, but I started out, you know, with Disney books. And then since I'm from the country, I did fall into like a Little House on the Prairie theme. I used to read all of those books. Please don't judge me.
Well, I started with Highlights. I used to love the Highlights book. And then I would sneak my mom's True Confessions and True Crime magazine, probably about 8 or 9. And then I went from there to Sweet Valley High and Fear Street novels and went from there to my mom's Harlequin and romance novel. So.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Did you, with the romance novels, I'm sorry, go ahead. We're having a lapse in.
In romance novels, sometimes.
So your phone kind of broke up on the end there. Can you repeat the last thing you said?
I said I still read Harlequin romance novels sometimes.
Do you remember when there used to be, when BET used to publish books? They were, I think it was Arabesque. Do you remember that?
And quite, what is it?
It was a publishing house that they had, and they used a BET. The umbrella was Arabesque, and they used to put out only black authors who romance and things like that. It was way back in the day.
Girl, I still got some of them at home. They was mass market books, right? I still got some of them at home.
Babe, listen, I was about 8 or 9 years old, and I came across one of my older cousins' Arabesque novels, and it had black people on the front, and I was just, I grew up in a small town in Mississippi. The only things that I'd read up until that point by black people were like autobiographies and things like that. I'd read about Malcolm X and Dr. King and Fannie Lou Hamer. But mind you, I had no business reading that at 9 or 10 years old. But I was like, oh my God, there are black people on the cover of this book. And so I opened it. And I just started sneaking to read all her books that she was getting from Arabesque and BET. And those books used to really, really, really pull at something in me. Just seeing, loving on black women and loving on their black families and things like that. And that really, really, really pushed me further into reading. And that's going to lead me into actually getting into these questions. Now, normally I only ask 10 questions, but I gave you a bonus question because I'd love to hear your answer. So, first question, to date, what has been your favorite book?
Well, I actually have three.
Okay.
I have three books. The Coldest Winter Ever is my favorite because that was my introduction into urban fiction. I had never read a black author except for autobiography. But as far as just regular reading, I had never read a black author. And that was the first black author I ever read a fiction novel. So that would always be my favorite. My second favorite would have to be Ghetto Bastard by Quan.
Ooh.
Everything about that book was everything. It was basically, to me, like a masterpiece. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And my third favorite book is Just As I Am by Emian Harris. And the reason that's my favorite book, it was written so eloquently, and it actually made me want to visit New York. I still haven't, but just reading that actually made me want to visit because the things that he was writing there, it interests me. So that's like my favorite book.
So we have Sister Soldier, we have Quan, and we have Lynn Harris. I hope you guys are writing those down. I'm quite sure by now a whole plethora of us have read those books that you've mentioned, but for those of us who have not picked it up yet, not only do you have an avid reader's stamp of approval on it, I've read these books, and I can back her up and say she's absolutely correct. These are some great novels. Although I was very disappointed with all the books that came after The Coldest Winter Ever from Sister Soldier, because I was like, it was like two different people were writing them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just never tried to pick it up. No, I was saying with The Coldest Winter Ever, I was not very, as a reader, I was not very happy with the book that came after The Coldest Winter Ever from Sister Soldier.
You talking about Midnight or The Portia Story?
I didn't read the Portia Story because Midnight just didn't do it for me. So I didn't even read anything else after that. I think because Sister Soldier realized that the coldest winter ever, I think she's often said she wanted to share that book as a cautionary tale, but people made it into like this, it's been made into like this glorified street lit, basically it's a legendary book. But she's always said that she wrote that book as a cautionary tale, and she did not want it to get the kind of fame and attention that it got without the message being gotten as well. So I think that's why she wrote the Midnight books the way she did, and I think that the Portia books the way she did, because I saw a lot of readers didn't really like the Portia book based on the reviews that I've seen.
Well, you know, I had to go back and read the Portia story twice. Because the first time, no, I didn't get it. But the second time, I got it. So, Sister Soldier is acquired taste. But as I say, I like The Coldest Winter Ever for different reasons than everybody else. And I did go back and read it. I went back and read it as the age I am now, and I will pick it apart.
And that's how it is with a lot of the books that we liked back then. We read it with new eyes, and with you know, we've seen the world, and we've seen things change, and we realize now that, you know, some of the books that we kind of glorify back then, we're like, wait, pause. That's not correct. And speaking of which, this is a good lead into the next question, too. What character has stuck with you long after the book ended?
What character?
Yes, what character has stuck with you long after the book ended?
Everybody know me. Who all know me knows Jalen Rogers is my guy. The Night of Series. Listen, man. I can't tell you how many times I done got on Brother about Jalen. Like, I actually didn't even want her to write the last book for Jalen because I felt like the Night of Series, it was done. The end, I think it's what, book seven? I felt like that series was done at book seven, but she wrote an eight, and I liked the eight, but I didn't like it as much as I did the whole entire series. But Jalen Rogers, he is one for the book. And he is the character that I will never keep. J-Baby.
Now, you know,
I be telling my girls to go ahead and read it. I be telling them to go ahead and read it. I haven't read it. I haven't read it in years. Because sometimes I do go back and read books that are considered classics. And that's a series I haven't went back and read with new eyes. But Jalen is a character that I will never forget.
He is unforgettable. I used to clown over Jay, you know. We were part of a group that called ourselves the Naughty Angels, baby. And I used to clown about Jalen Jerome Rogers. And man, I cussed him out so many times.
Him and them too.
Cause baby, you know I couldn't stand Scorpio.
Who could? I couldn't stand either.
But you know, Brenda wrote the hell out of those characters. Like the way that she developed them, the character development was. A lot of people can write multi-person point of views and not, but babe, every book Miss Brenda delivered.
Brenda's my favorite female author. However, just the fact to know that she based Jalen off of somebody she knows made it even worse.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She created some. She created some memorable characters in that series. You know, of course, I was liking Shane. You know, dark skin locks. You know, my kind of hype.
I liked the Shane only when Jalen pissed me off in the book, but it was Jay baby for me.
Okay,
it was Jay baby for me.
That leads into the next question. Who is your least favorite character?
Oh. My least favorite character? Ooh, there's so many of those, but one comes to mind. And that would be Dumb B from the Hood Rats if I can't find him. Yeah, he's my least favorite that I can think of off the top of my head. And from the Denisha Diamond series, the Diva series, I could stand Python and what's the girl, Shell? Was it Michelle?
See, that's one series I haven't read yet, so I can't pull up the reel.
What you waiting on? Because she beats it that whole series. She beats it that whole series. The whole entire series was fire.
Now, say it again for the readers who may have missed it. The name of the series and the author.
Denisha Diamond, the Diva series.
So, Denisha Diamond, the
I
Diamond
think
series.
Six books.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm going to put on my list. And which, I love your answers. All your answers automatically lead into what I'm going to What's the most annoying thing a character has done that made you just and not even finish it?
I don't like, it's a lot, but I don't like weak females in books. When you got a guy that's 50,000 hoes all over the city and you just stuck there looking crazy and you know he not nothing and you just keep running back, I don't like that. But it makes for a good storyline and drama. But that annoys me with characters. And I don't like, girl, I just lost my train of thought here.
It happened.
I just lost my train of thought. But it's a whole lot of things I don't like for characters to do.
Okay. So okay.
Oh. Well, go ahead. No, I still lost it.
That is hilarious. What's your favorite book of 2021 so far? Just this year, what has been your favorite book?
Pretty good book, but honey, this Reader's Block right here got my reading on another level. I feel like a low level right now. I will say Innocence by Sakira. And the reason I say that book, she did that. She did that, and I grew up in the 80s, so I can relate to everything she talked about. Sakira Allen. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the 90s, and I can relate to everything she talked about, from the clothes to the music, all of that. I related to it. She did that.
Now, I think the last book I read by Sakira was Devout. I read book one. I didn't go back for book two because book one was triggering enough. But I have always heard great things about this young lady. I have never heard a reader say one bad word about Miss Allen's work. And that speaks to how good she is at what she does.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites. She's one that when she drops the book, I buy it. No hesitation. I buy it.
So with that being said, who's your favorite author right now?
Well, are you saying new old? Because my all-time favorite author is that's my all-time favorite author. But I have some new authors that I like. I love Alexandra Warren.
Wait, Warren. You know, I get her. Okay, so I get charged this to my head and not my heart. I heard you say Alexandra Warren, but in my mind, I heard Alexandra Howe. I get those two authors mixed up so much.
I like her as well. I like her as well.
Mm-hmm. So
I like Nate. I like Socorro Monique turned me on to her. So it's a few that I actually like that's writing
okay.
now.
Okay.
Yeah, Corn is always my favorite.
Yeah, and there are a lot of new authors that have just came out recently that I had too.
I cannot keep up with them.
Yeah, me either.
I can't keep up with them.
And Ms. Warren is one of the ones that stand out.
Yeah, they stand out a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you could transport into any book, what book? No, you did just laugh like an evil character, like an evil villain.
Girl, it's so many books that I would transport into, even if you just slept a character book. Well, you know what? I take secure taken from anything. I jump back in the 90s. I jump right back in it.
Okay. Now,
I never thought about it.
Say that last part again, babe. Your phone kind of broke up at the end.
I never really thought about that.
Well, I like to ask these kind of questions because I like to get your reaction.
Yeah, I never really thought about that, but yeah, I was jumping Secure's book, and come to think about it, I jump in Emily Harris' book just as I am.
Now, the most annoying thing that an author does with their characters in a book, not what the character does, but the most annoying thing that an author does with the character in a book. What is that for you?
Bringing their ass back from the dead.
No. I'm a hush. I was about to say something, but I'm gonna be quiet. But listen, it's some authors out there. I'm not gonna call their names, but they love doing that. Like, damn, wasn't his head blown off on one side?
What? No. Listen, it's okay you really can make it that way, but when you say that they was in the explosion and pieces of their body was flown across the field, how could they turn up in the next book? You can't know how you do that. I can't get with that. But if you can, kill them and then, my favorite author always said, if you don't see a body, then are they really dead? But however, like I said, these people be around here blowing up their characters and cars and stuff like that, and then they in the next book. I don't like that.
Listen, I've stopped reading a couple of authors because they died in this book. on the next one. And I'm not even, I can't do it. Like, it's, I'm not saying, like, if you just have them die off the screen and we, I mean, I'm saying off the screen like we're watching TV. But, you know, if you have them die, like, if they were, like, poisoned or if they were shot, you know, people can come back from those things. But you done blew them up, shot half their arm off, buried them 6 feet deep.
Dropped a plate on their head.
How are they alive? What happened?
I don't know. And I also hate when every book or Arthur writes, it has to have a happy ending. Kill somebody, okay?
Oh, God.
Please kill some fucking book. If you got to kill up the whole body in the book, pull aside a Perry and kill everybody.
Okay, you know what? You know, it's so funny because as soon as you said kill somebody, I thought of what they said Tyler Perry did at the end of his show. And then you just said it and it made it even funnier.
I'm just saying, every book don't deserve a happy ending. Like,
oh my
our
God.
Readers don't want to have to end it every single time.
But wait, why did you tell somebody break up? Why you say kill somebody?
Because every book don't deserve, need like a happy ending all the time. I don't want to read happy endings in every book I write. Yeah,
that's
romance,
true.
You're going to get a happy ending. And then sometimes you don't even get a happy ending with romance. So, I mean, yeah, I like books with murder in it.
I got you. In your opinion, how has the book industry changed for the better, in your opinion?
Can we skip this place?
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? We can.
No, I don't. It's a. How has it changed? Well,
how has
I
it changed for the better? For the better.
For
I
the
know
better?
That it's, yeah, for the better.
For the better, it's a lot of new authors that can actually write. Yeah. So it's like everybody, it's enough readers to go around.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that I find someone new to read all the time. And I like that.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that can actually write.
Speaking of,
that's a good one.
So what book are you reading right now?
I am reading With Love from the Hood 3 by Brianne Dene. I'm almost done. I'll probably be done because I'm like 90-some%. So.
And are you enjoying it? Well, let me not ask you that live on air.
It's a really good book. It really is the whole series. I really enjoyed the first two books. I gave a 5 stars to. Brianne is a really good writer.
Okay. Really so that's good. Somebody else I got to check out. Now, right quick before
really
we run out of time, what are you looking forward to? What are you looking forward to reading about in 2022? And what literary events do you plan to attend, if possible? If the panorama let us, what are you looking forward to reading about in 2022? And what literary events are you attending?
I want to read more paranormal.
Ooh.
And I want to try. A dystopian book.
You know, if with your permission, I'd like to send it to you.
What?
It's called The Witches of Salix Point. It's about black witches, black angels, black vampires.
I got that, girl. You
oh,
know
you
that's
got
on
that.
My TV. It's on my TV red list. Yeah, it's on my Kindle.
Well, can I send you a physical copy anyway? Just so you can have it in your hand, in your collection?
Well, you know I'm not going to turn down such a book, a physical book.
You guys,
yeah, you
and I will. I think I still have your address, so I'll just send that right over. You guys,
that was 10 minutes with a reader.
For joining us tonight. I didn't know that my outro was going to automatically play, so please forgive me. Thank you so much, Denise. It has been a pleasure. It has been a joy, and I absolutely look forward to hearing more from you. I look forward to having you on again. And please, please, please keep reading, keep reviewing. Like, authors like me really appreciate readers like you, and I can't say that enough. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. I try to keep reading, but right now, girl, this reading slot got me so low. I think it takes me like 3 weeks to read the book now. You know that's not me. I got to get it.
Yeah.
But
well,
I will.
I have learned about a lot of new authors from, you know, readers like you, Lanika, Tawana, and stuff like that. So I am very excited about that because I had gone through a whole slump. So keep doing what you're doing. And I'm going to say it again. I can't say it enough. We appreciate you guys so much. And until next time.
Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was 10 Minutes with a Reader with your host, Nikki Michelle. Thank you for tuning in and stay tuned for the next chapter.